It is Friday, September 5th, 2026, and the defining story of the day is the sudden unanimous approval of a massive restructuring plan at Volkswagen. The German automaker has agreed to cut 100,000 jobs, double its previous target, and halve its model portfolio. This move, which boosted the stock by nearly 8%, marks the largest transformation in the company's history. Yet, while the board has aligned, the execution remains fraught with tension between unions and state governments, leaving the long-term success of the plan in serious doubt. This labor crisis sits against a backdrop of shifting economic expectations. Leading German research institutes have raised their growth forecast for 2026 to 1.4%, yet the DAX index still fell nearly 2% this week. The market remains nervous, driven by rising oil prices after renewed hostilities between the United States and Iran, and by global bond yields hitting a 15-year high. Investors are caught between optimistic growth data and the persistent pressure of high interest rates, a dynamic that is also influencing decisions in the United States, where the Federal Reserve is expected to hold rates steady in September. Turning to the technology sector, the cost of artificial intelligence is reshaping how companies operate. Paul Graham, the founder of Y Combinator, argues that the primary expense for modern startups has shifted from salaries to AI bills. He notes that inference prices drop roughly 30 times annually, making the technology cheaper over time, but the daily token costs for active companies can still reach tens of thousands of dollars. This economic pressure is driving a strategic split in the industry. Cliff Weitzman, CEO of Speechify, contends that owning GPU hardware is financially superior to renting, citing a significant annual cost advantage. He believes that controlling the infrastructure allows for faster model training and lower margins, a view that contrasts with the rental-heavy models used by many competitors. Meanwhile, the debate over open versus closed AI models is intensifying. Aaron Libby, CEO of Box, argues that open-weight AI is not a threat to closed labs but a driver of ecosystem innovation. He suggests that the United States should invest more in open models to maintain its competitive edge against China, rather than restricting access. Levy predicts that inference costs will converge closer to infrastructure costs, making open models viable for labs that control the inference layer. This perspective aligns with a broader trend where enterprise value is shifting to the routing layer, which orchestrates multiple models from various providers to optimize cost and performance. In the consumer space, the proliferation of AI-generated content is creating new risks for brands. Alex Lyle, CTO of Reality Defender, explains that generative models are producing homogenized food illustrations for restaurant menus, a phenomenon he calls the sameness problem. Because these models are trained on vast datasets of existing commercial menus, they often mimic a specific, pleasing aesthetic that lacks realism. This convergence degrades output quality and triggers visceral consumer aversion. Research from the University of Duisburg-Essen confirms that near-realistic AI images elicit more disgust than obviously fake ones, undermining the traditional reliance on visual evidence. This trend is forcing companies to rethink their brand identity and invest in AI detection services to verify content authenticity. Regulatory pressure is also mounting on social media platforms. Meta has reached a settlement with 49 U.S. states, agreeing to pay between $16.8 and $18 billion to resolve lawsuits alleging the company failed to protect minors. The settlement includes a 2-hour daily usage cap for young users and a night mode from midnight to 6 in the morning. However, the core algorithmic feed remains unchanged as the default. In Europe, the Digital Services Act investigation into addictive design features has not resulted in significant fines, largely due to U.S. political pressure. This regulatory landscape is further complicated by the rise of AI-generated content on these platforms, with studies showing that a significant portion of posts on LinkedIn and X are now fully or partially AI-assisted. In the financial sector, behavioral insights are influencing investment strategies. Psychologists Johanna Peetz and Vanni Riemness argue that automated savings plans are superior to self-discipline, as they remove the need for real-time decision-making and mitigate emotional reactions to market volatility. They note that individuals consistently underestimate future expenses due to optimism bias, and that loss aversion drives poor decision-making. In Germany, a new state-subsidized pension account launching in 2027 aims to address these behavioral hurdles by offering tax incentives and forced diversification. The account restricts investments to broadly diversified funds, prohibiting individual stocks and crypto, and offers a base subsidy of 540 euros for annual contributions of 1,800 euros. Looking ahead, the next few weeks will be critical for several key developments. The execution of the Volkswagen restructuring plan will be closely watched, particularly regarding labor negotiations in Lower Saxony. In the AI sector, the release of new models from OpenAI and Elon Musk's xAI will test the boundaries of current capabilities and cost structures. Additionally, the potential entry of Hyperliquid into the U.S. market, pending CFTC approval, could reshape the crypto landscape. For investors, the focus will remain on how companies navigate the rising costs of AI infrastructure while maintaining profitability in a volatile economic environment. That is the briefing for today. Stay informed and have a safe weekend.